thus can be had a good analysis of the Sankhya. The word Sankhya itself comes from the word Sankhya. It is called Sankhya because it enumerates how many elements ultimately the whole world can be reduced to. The answer is the whole world, as we see, can be reduced to 24 elements. Plus there is Purusha. So 25 constitutes the whole world. So because it has enumerated these 25 elements, therefore it's called Sankhya. Again, between the, in 25, 24 are on one side, one is on the other side. Prakriti on one side and Purusha on the other side. So again there is a number, number 2. In other words, Sankhya philosophy is called dualistic philosophy. It considers two principles to be attributes. The word dualism also is used in Indian philosophy for something else. The philosophy which says there is a difference between God and man, the supreme soul and the individual soul. Philosophies which distinguish between the two is also called dualistic. But Sankhya is called dualistic because it considers the distinction between Prakriti and Purusha. Sankhya does not accept the existence of God. It is atheist. According to Sankhya, you can explain the world without needing the existence of God. The whole world is nothing but the activity of Prakriti, which is triggered off by Purusha, by his glancing. And then the whole world can be explained in terms of these two principles interacting with each other. Now there is also Seshwara Sankhya. Nirishwara Sankhya is the classical Sankhya. There is also Seshwara Sankhya, which also accepts that there is God. But it accepts God not as the cause of the world, but as the ruler of the world. The causation of the world is attributed only to Purusha and Prakriti. But there is also a supreme soul who can control things, controls, intervenes. Now it is this Sankhya, Seshwara Sankhya, which is accepted by yoga as we understand today. As I told you last time, there is an understanding of Sankhya which is not exactly shared by the Sankhya as I understood in the Gita. The word Sankhya is used, and when you read the word Sankhya, we think that Sankhya in the Gita means what we mean by Sankhya today. But that is not what Sri Krishna means by Sankhya when he uses the word Sankhya in the Gita. And I was trying to clarify that confusion. Up till now, whatever I have told you about Sankhya, I have to add only one word to whatever I said last time. Purusha, according to Sankhya, is multiple. There is not one Purusha, but there are many Purushas. Each one of us is a Purusha. Each one distinct from the other.